الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أولى الناس بيوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected ulama, elders, brothers in Islam, before starting our talk proper, we will just mention one sunnah of the day of Jumu'ah, which is actually a very, very great ibadat and action, which is actually the reciting of salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna awla an-nasi bi yawm al-qiyamah aktharuhum alayya salatan. The person who will be closest to me on the day of qiyamah will be the one who recites the most amount of durood and salawat upon me. The one who will be the closest to me on the day of qiyamah is the one who will recite the most amount of salawat and durood upon me. So what a great honor it is. Ulama have given different meanings. The closest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one meaning they say is that a person who physically will be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah is the one who recites the most amount of durood and salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine just to be near Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to get water from the house, a kawthar from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah protect and save us, we are not from amongst those who are chased away, suhkan, go away from me, Allah ta'ala protect us. So by reciting salawat and durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, iman builds in a person. Nifaq and hypocrisy is removed from a person's heart. And love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is created. So automatically on the day of Qiyamah, the more love we have got for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he'll want to see us, and he will be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second meaning is that closeness doesn't mean physical closeness, but it means with the closeness with the heart. That a person will be so close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will have a lot of love and affection and feelings for him. Once, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he went to Medina Munawwara and he went in front of the Rawza in Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So while he was there, it's amongst the adab and etiquette when going to Medina Munawwara, the person mustn't go front, and some people, they go look in the jali, they look at the building, they trying to see inside what's there. That is disrespectful. Like how when you go in front of your elders, you don't look at the person in his eyes and you stare at him, but normally you feel a bit ashamed, and especially if you have done something wrong, you feel a bit shy, you stand in front of that person. So in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person feels a bit embarrassed and shy. Don't go and stay there. But our gunas and our sins are so much, so a person stands a bit back. So the Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi said, I could see other people going forward to all the, going front. But I was feeling too embarrassed and shy, so I stayed back. So then anyhow, now while he's standing back and extending salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the thought came to his mind, that you know, I'm such a wretched person, such an evil person. I'm right and close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I can't go forward. So then Allah ta'ala miraculously he heard a sound coming from the grave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, you know, there are many, many people who outwardly are very, very close to us here in Madinah Munawwara, but in reality they are very, very far away from us because they are not following our sunnah. And then there are many, many people who are outwardly very, very far, living far, far countries of the world, but in reality they are very, very close to us, because they are following our sunnah, they are following my sunnah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, go back to Pakistan and you must tell all the people, mention this in your bayan, whatever you have heard from me, that my closeness will be depend on the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much a person will follow. So may Allah give us tawfiq. So closeness to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with our heart, having love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much of closeness we will have on the day of Qiyamah, according to amount of durood and salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will recite. And the third meaning is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede in great abundance for a person who will recite abundance of durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are our actions? What are our akhlaq and our character? On the day of Qiyamah, every one of us will be in need of the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we have sent abundance of durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, he will intercede on our behalf. On every day of our life, we have to recite durood and salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq, make it a habit. Our mashayikh say at least start off with 10 a day. When hadith it comes, whoever will recite 10 times durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily, he will get the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also on the day of Qiyamah. And the one who does more, you will get quicker intercession and a higher level of rank in the akhirat. But minimum 10 times a day, we start off with 10 times. And then a person must increase to at least, after a 40-day period, go to 20, 30. Then a person continues increasing it, come to at least minimum of 100 times salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily, It don't take you more than 2 or 3 minutes, but read it with love, fervor, shock and desire. Like I am standing in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I'm presenting him a gift. And actually what is salawat and durood? There are many, many meanings. One meaning is that actually we are saying to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm giving you a gift. The favors and ihsan and kindness upon you have given to us, I can never ever repay you. So a small token of appreciation, I'm giving you the small gift in a broken, humble way. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please accept it. And there are great, great benefits. There is no time to go into the great benefits of salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us the reality and understanding. And our Buzrooks mentioned on the day of Jummah, a person should try to read 1,000 times a durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu anhu told one of his students also, on the day of Friday, read 1,000 times durood sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Nabi al-Ummi. Read 1,000 times on the day of Jummah. And according to some narrations, a person who reads 1,000 times salawat on Friday, before he leaves this world, he will be shown his place in Jannah. So this is a great, great tidings for a person. It shows inshallah a person will leave this world with Iman. Allah give us all tawfiq. Every Jummah, every day, we should try and read salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of Jummah, we should try to increase our recital of durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ayat of the Quran Sharif which I have recited, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people of Iman, their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very intense. They have got extreme love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Ghani Fulfuri rahmatullah alayhi, a very, very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he used to mention that there are different parts of our body. And every part of the body has got the ghiza, it has got nourishment. For example, the nourishment of the eyes is to see. If a person closes his eyes for 5 years, 6 years, he doesn't look. You get many, many children also, they have a lazy eye. And eventually that eye becomes so weak, you can't see after that with that eye. It gets weaker and weaker and weaker because you are not using that eye. So then the doctors, you have to go to a doctor, then they'll put some tests, they'll teach you, put some glasses for you, some special kind of glasses, and you must start making that eye work. So then you will get benefit. Otherwise that eye eventually, but it goes completely defunct. The person doesn't use it. He only is living, surviving on one eye. Because you are not using that, the function of the eye. So every part Allah has given ghiza. The ghiza and the nourishment of the eyes is to look. The nourishment of the nose is to smell. The nourishment of the mouth, as a person has to eat, he has to taste something. So every part of the body has got different kinds of nourishment. Of the ears, a person has to listen. Some types of punishment they take. They don't make a person listen for 5 days, 10 days. They put him in certain chambers, and people do punish people. And then sometimes the person can go deaf because of that. He's just using that bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the different parts of the body have got different nourishment. The stomach, the nourishment of the stomach is food. You need food. And this nourishment of the heart, every person has got a heart. The nourishment of the heart is love. So every person needs love in his life. And obviously you get, like example for the stomach, a person, you can either eat good food, healthy food, nutritional food, this will give benefit to the stomach. On the other hand, if a person is eating junk food, unhealthy food, or harmful things, or if a person, for example, is drinking petrol, or a person is eating something which is very harmful for the body, so he'll be destroying the stomach. Maybe not one day, but as he's using it over and over and over, eventually he destroys that limb of the body. And it causes great harm to the other parts of the body also, by destroying that limb. So similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the heart. And the place of the heart, or the food of the heart is love. So the heart needs love. But it needs the right type of love. Now in this world you get two types of love. One is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of deen, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on the other hand you get the love of everything else besides the death. Whereas it is the love of money, the love of woman, the love of buildings, the love of one's job, all the other kinds of love. So a person in his heart, he has to have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dominant. That's the food of the heart. And because the heart is the king of the body, Allah wa inna fil jasad la mudgha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the body there is a piece of flesh. And this piece of flesh, if it is correct, then the whole body will be correct. And if this piece of flesh, the heart, it is incorrect, then the whole body will be incorrect. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is the heart, the piece of flesh. So because it is the king of the body,
If a person has got the correct love in his heart, this will affect all the rest of the parts of the body also. A person's body parts will all become right. But if a person's heart is affected, he is taking the wrong ghiza, the wrong food, the wrong nourishment, and he's destroying his heart by illicit love affairs, by haram love, therefore all wrong things, or he's giving his heart to things which are very, very temporary, then automatically the rest of the body also will eventually be destroyed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us his heart, which is a very, very valuable thing, and Allah ta'ala wants actually in the heart the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come there. And the ulama say that this is one of the greatest ibadahs, to have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a person's heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us, this is a great treasure. Why is treasure? Why we come in the company of Allah, wala's friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to build a ta'alluq in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is actually why a person comes. Otherwise, it's from a kitab, a person can read, he will get outwardly some basic knowledge. A person may say, why must I go to Buzrugs? Why must I go to friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why must I come to such environments, the gatherings of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the main reason a person comes is to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what is the benefit of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There are many, many benefits of ulama have written. They say the one great benefit of getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like steam. If a person has got a wonderful car, but he got no petrol in the car. So he got the best of cars, but he got no petrol. The car can't take him anywhere at all. A person has got a train, but there's no steam in the train. The train won't move at all. A person has got an aeroplane, jumbo jet. How many thousands of kilometers he can move? But if he doesn't have fuel in there, he cannot move. So they say all the amal of deen are the outward things. Example, salah, zakat, hajj. All of these actions staying away from guna and sins. These are the outward forms. They are like the car, like the plane, like the train. But a person needs steam inside there. He needs petrol inside there. Without a petrol, the car is not going to move. No move. The plane is not going to move. So many people feel, I can't manage my Fajr Salah. I can't fast in the month of Ramadan. It's difficult for me. To make Hajj is very, very difficult. To abstain from sins is very, very difficult. The main reason is a person doesn't have the petrol, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once that love of Allah ta'ala is created in a person's heart, now you put that petrol in that aeroplane, you put it in the car. Now in a short distance, in a short time, a person is from one place to another place, he's gone from one country to another country, he's in an aeroplane, a jumbo jet, and in a few hours he's in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. In a few hours he circled the whole world also. Why? Because he's got the petrol. And the more amount of petrol a person has got, the more faster a person can go, the more distance a person can do. So if we have got the flame or the petrol of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart, first thing is all amal of deen become very, very easy. Not only easy, they become enjoyable for a person. Now a person enjoys deen, he enjoys practicing upon deen because he's got the petrol of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second great benefit, when a person has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam and he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam five advices, beautiful advices. We will list better than the one. He says, "Ish ahbib man shi'ta fa innaka mufariqu." And O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, whoever you want to in this world, you can love. But remember that one day you will separate from that person. Whatever you love in this world, whether it's halal love also, or it's a haram love, but remember one day there will be separation. But the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a thing, which a person will never ever be separated from his beloved. The more connection a person gets with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love for Allah ta'ala, in this world also a person gets that feeling, that connection, the closest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's making dua, he's crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his tahajjud, in his sajda, the enjoyment he gets with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when a person goes in the grave, normally a person is frightened to go in the grave, I'm going all alone. But Allah ta'ala is, actually when a person is dying, tuhfatul mu'mini al-maut, it's the tuhfa, it's the gift of a believer to die. Because now why I'm going to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is al-mautu jasrun, yusirul habib. Death is actually a bridge in which your beloved will join with his lover. The lover will join with his beloved. You can see your beloved on the other side of the bridge. You got married now, the nikah is finished, and there's a bridge. You have to cross the bridge. You're sitting on one side with your car. Now obviously you want to wait. How can I run? Never mind, if there's a traffic jam there, I'll jump out of the car and I'll run across because I want to meet my beloved. So those people who had the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they waited for death. As we had read in the kitab yesterday, a person said, for 42 years I've been crying. When can I go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So when a person leaves this world, he won't live in a sad way. I'm frightened. What's going to happen to me? I'm going to have problems in the qabr, in the grave. No, he's actually waiting. He's anticipating when I'm going to meet my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially at the time of death, when a person, Allah ta'ala shows a person, من أحب لقاء الله أحب الله لقاءه. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person who loves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala loves meeting that person. And a person who dislikes meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala dislikes meeting that person. And when is this at the time of death, when Allah will open up to a person the things and the realities of the life of the hereafter, then a person who has built up the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically his heart will be fluttering. When can I go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And you'll be like, just desiring to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that this person, how happy you'll be to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us among those people. So this is the second great benefit. A person who makes connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will be with that person at all times. The third thing is that whoever a person joins, if a person has love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person's heart will remain alive. Because a person is connecting his heart to that being who is ever alive. Allah ta'ala's name is Al-Hayy. Allah is that being who is always alive. He will remain alive forever and forever. And everything else in this world is something which will die, which will die, which will die, which will perish, which will come to an end eventually. Now if a person joins, if a person has got, for example, a vacuum cleaner in the masjid, and he's got a plug, and you put it in the plug point. Now if the plug point, there's no electricity coming through, it is completely dead. And you put it on, and you put on a vacuum cleaner, will the vacuum cleaner work? So obviously, it don't work. Because the connection is dead. You have connected your the plug to something which is dead. So obviously no electricity will come through there. But if there is power coming through there, and it's connected to a power station, little bit of power is coming through. When you press the button, what will happen? Immediately the vacuum machine will start working. It will keep up life. And how much of benefit? So a person's heart who is connected to Allah Ta'ala who is alive, that person will remain always alive. Because he connected himself to that being who is living forever and forever. On the other hand, a person who connects his heart to something which is dying. Isi khaki par mat khak apni zindagani ko. De jawani jisne di jawani ko. Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, he says, don't waste your life on sand. Everything in this world, the enjoyments of the world, the beauties of this world, is all sand. He says, don't waste your life on sand. Give your heart to the one who has given you youth, who has given you life, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your heart will remain forever and forever. So this is the third great benefit, that a person whose heart is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person's heart will remain alive. As I said, it will remain alive in this world also. People will be in parishani, worries, but that person's heart will be... even though a person goes through difficulties and problems in life, but you see, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, many times he used to mention that he said that you can look study the whole history of mankind. You will see rich people, and powerful people, kings, etc. Many of them, they committed suicide eventually. But he said, you won't get one example of any Allah wala friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who ever committed suicide. Because their hearts were connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala protected that heart. Allah ta'ala looked after that person. That person, even though you're outwardly was going through some difficulty, the Anbiya alayhi salam went through the greatest amount of difficulty. But their heart was connected to Allah ta'ala who is alive. So Allah ta'ala kept the heart alive. Allah ta'ala protected that person. So this is the third great benefit. The fourth great benefit, there are many, many benefits, we're just mentioning a few here. إذا الله تعالى says in a hadith قدسي من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب. A person who shows enmity to any wali of mine, any friend of mine, I declare war on such a person. So normally we always want to protect ourselves, look after ourselves. But yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are my wali, you become my wali, I will look after you, I will protect you. And anyone dare to put their hands on you, I declare war on such a person. So a person will be under the special protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us this jazba, the desire within ourselves, that I must get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first and the most important thing is, if a person must have desire within himself to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person has got this desire, then only a person, the road can open up for a person. So Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi said one beautiful malfooz of his. He said that love is ghairi ikhtiyari. To have love for somebody is not within your choice. You don't have the ability and I'm going to put love in my heart. Is that possible for love to come into a person's heart? Sometimes you love somebody, you don't know why you love this person. Is that within a person's choice? He said, however, lekin uska asbab ko ikhtiyar karna ikhtiyar hai. But to choose the means of getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is within a person's choice. So Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayhi says that there are five actions a person must do by which he will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no time now, but we will just mention them very, very briefly, and a person must ponder over these things. And actually in the gatherings that we are sitting now, inshallah, the next few days or so it will be discussed. How can a person get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he says these five things. So inshallah, let us see how much can we bring into our lives and we can get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which the ulama say is the greatest gift, the greatest thing, bounty which a person can have in his life is to have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first thing Hazrat Amir rahmatullah alayhi says is, kathrat ya dhikrullah. To make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great abundance. So in the past eras, people used to make very, very dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 125,000 times, 200,000 times daily. Hazrat Gangoi rahmatullah alayhi, till the end of his life, 100,000 times he used to make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today if we just hear about what these people used to do, we'll fall down set in our faces. But then Abu Buzruq had mentioned that in every zamana and century Allah ta'ala creates mujaddid. People who will come and revive the deen, teach us the deen in an easier way. So Abu Buzruq in today's time has said that if a person takes out some time daily, few minutes also for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our khanka, the ma'amulat taught by our buzruks and our elders is very, very minimal. But they say the condition is that a person must do it with pabandi. He must be punctual every day making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he must do the dhikr with love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ashikana dhikr. He must do it with feeling, not just to finish numbers. I finished my 100, I finished my 200. But with the feeling, I'm sitting in the 10 minutes, with feeling, Ya Allah, La ilaha illallah. I'm putting Allah in my heart. Allah, Allah. Allah must come into my heart. Oh Allah, I love you. With that feeling, a person must make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one, by doing it, and obviously when a person, you are a small child, you eat a little bit of food, you're not going to get big. One day you'll be 20 years old, 25 years old. Slowly, slowly a person eats food, he grows up physically. Similarly, spiritually also, a person slowly, slowly eats food, spiritual food. A person starts growing bigger and bigger, and he gets closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah ta'ala increases in a person. Outwardly, you might not see it, but he starts making zikr, and he's continuous, and he's doing it with that love and affection, then the love of Allah ta'ala will come into a person. Together with kathrat al-zikr, ulama say, it means tilawat of Quran Sharif also. Daily take out some time to make tilawat of Quran Sharif. And together with this, our masnoon zikr, before entering the toilet, coming out of the toilet, before entering the masjid, going out of the masjid, entering a person's house, all of this is included in kathrat al-zikr. Ulama say a person who is pabant, who is punctual on the zikr, the masnoon zikr, the sunnah du'as, he will be regarded as zakirin Allah kathiran, those who make the zikr of Allah ta'ala in great abundance. If a person makes the masnoon du'as, when sitting in the car, all the different times of zikr, a person must try to learn these du'as, and practice upon them. So this is the first thing, to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, which means with punctuality a person makes the zikr of Allah ta'ala every day, he makes tilawat of Quran Sharif, and he remembers the masnoon du'as. The second thing they say is, to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a person must sit in the company of the buzruks and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the waliyas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which they say actually is the most important point. Because without sitting in their company, a person will not even know what is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just by sitting in their company, the love of Allah ta'ala which is in their heart rubs off onto a person's heart. If for example, you are always sitting in the company of a person who talks about cars, automatically the love of cars will come alive in you. You also start getting the desire about cars, you always want to know what's the price of cars. You sit with a person who is always talking about women, automatically now you want to know, all the time you are speaking about women, the love of women will come into a person's heart. You sit in the company of those people who are always speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have got the love of Allah ta'ala, whatever is in their heart will automatically rub onto a person. He eventually will also start getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the second point, which Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi said in Islah al-Akhlaq. He says that this is actually the ruh and the crux of all the other three points he mentioned in his kitab, that to get the love of Allah ta'ala, to sit in the company and the sohbat of the buzruks, that were the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, it is mentioned, wajabat mahabbati lil mutahabbin fiyya. Where Allah ta'ala says, my love is wajib and compulsory for two people who have love for one another for my sake. So just having coming here to sit in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with that love and the desire with ikhlas and sincerity, that automatically will create the love of Allah ta'ala in a person's heart. So this is the second point, that to sit in the company of the awliya Allah, not only now once in a year a person, but continuously a person must sit in the company and the sohbat of buzruk, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third thing they mention is inamat ilahiya. For a person to ponder and think of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the great bounties of Allah ta'ala upon me at every single moment. What bounties? And normally a person thinks of outside bounties. He thinks of, I got a lot of money, I got a smart house, that's a bounty. No, look within yourself. The great, great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Example, the eye, what a ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. This, well, sometimes you can do this here, but don't try it in your i'tikaf, you'll hurt somebody. Or don't do it at home in front of your wife. You see, you went to the hanka, you became a little bit mad. You take a blindfold, blindfold yourself. And for about half an hour, you just walk around in your own house also, when nobody is there, as I mentioned. And you just try to go to the toilet to relieve yourself. Two basic things, just try to eat food also. And keep yourself blindfolded. And see how difficult it is. Then you will realize what a great ni'mat and bounty of Allah Ta'ala, just for a person to be able to see. There was one person, he was sitting in a train, and in front of him there was one man with his father, and this man was about 25 years old, and his father was about 50 years old. So this 25-year-old person is telling his father, "Hey, Abba, look outside. Look at the grass. Look at the clouds. Hey, look at the animals. Look at the cows there." So, no, normally a 5-year-old child, he's not a 25-year-old person. So the man sitting across, he told the old man, the 50-year-old man, that, "You know what, I think your son is not well. You must take him to the doctor." So he said, "No, you know, I've just come from the doctor now. My son couldn't see for the past 25 years. Today is the first time in his life he's seen. So now he's looking outside, he's saying, look at the grass, look at the cows. You know, we take these things for granted, but just to see what a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person just ponders about one ni'mat of Allah ta'ala, and every day take out some time, 1-2 minutes, a person just sits and thinks, Ya Allah, your ni'mat and your bounties upon me, what ni'mat you have given me, automatically a person, al-insanu abdul ihsan, the person who does favors to you, automatically will start loving that person. So this ni'mat, thinking of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person must consciously take out time and think about the ni'mat and bounties of Allah ta'ala. Automatically in his heart, the love of Allah ta'ala will be created. The fourth thing is, that a person must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak, wa hubba man yuhibbuk, wa al-amal alladhi yuballighuni hubbak. Oh Allah, I ask you for your love. The love of those who love you, and those amal and actions which will lead me to your love. So a person must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you know the Arabic, very Mubarak, read it. If you don't know the Arabic, in English also, whenever we make dua, ask Allah ta'ala for his love. Hazrat Mullah Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi to say, he say, imagine that a person in this world comes, he asks for everything. He asks for his dunya, he even asks for jannah. But he never asks Allah ta'ala for the greatest thing, connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's really has done a great injustice to himself. Imagine on the day of Qiyamah, you'll see those people who have got great, great love of Allah ta'ala, how a person will feel deprived. So daily to take out time when we are making dua, the first dua we must make, that, oh Allah, give me your ta'alluq, give me your connection, Ya Allah, give me your love. So we should make dua always to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala will see the talab and the desire within every person, and all automatically Allah ta'ala will give a person. And the fourth point, which our Buzruf mentioned, is that a person must obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ita'at par, Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi says, that you must obey Allah ta'ala, follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says this is something which is a bit difficult on the nafs, for example, to perform salah. But salah will create the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala, love of Allah ta'ala. Then when the love of Allah ta'ala is created, then to do that ibadah will become easier. And then your love for Allah ta'ala will increase, and the ibadah will increase also. Then the love will increase more, and the ibadah will increase. They are lazim mazum. They work together. As the more ita'at of Allah ta'ala you do, automatically your love for Allah ta'ala will increase. You make more tilawat of Quran, it might be difficult, but as you get in the habit of doing it, the love of Allah will increase. When the love of Allah increases, automatically the action of ibadat and worship will also increase in a person. As that increases, the love of Allah ta'ala will increase. So in this way, a person will continuously progress. To act. Sometimes some acts of deen are difficult, but a person as far as possible try. Our Buzruk say, if it's difficult to make amal on the hard things of deen, some certain commands of Allah ta'ala are difficult, make amal on the simple things, the simple sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By means of this, nur will be created in the heart. And when a person is practicing upon the simple things, such nur will be created in the heart, it will become easy for a person to do difficult, harder actions also of deen. Then it will become very, very simple for a person, because the love of Allah Ta'ala will increase in a person. So in short, may Allah Ta'ala grant myself and all of us tawfiq, that if we've come here and we've got this one lesson, that I have to come here to attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my connection and ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are big, big nights. A person must make dua and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah give me your love, give me your muhabbat, give me your connection. And a person comes here and we leave with this here, at least we have left with this thought in my mind, that I am my object of my life is not just to live my life, to make money, to have big, big houses and palatial mansions, but I have come in this world to get a love and connection and ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then inshallah a person's i'tikaf is successful. But if a person has come, he's made a lot of ibadat, etc., very mubarak, he'll get tawaf for the day. But we leave back and we leave this, the masjid and the atikaf in the month of Ramadan, and we haven't got this feeling that I have to build up my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's why Allah has sent me in this world. Then really a person has really deprived himself, he has gone through a great, great loss. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself first in the tawfiq and ability, we bring these things into our life. Just to summarize the five things by which a person will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first is, a person must make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, the suhbat and the companionship of the buzruks and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, to ponder over the ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number five is whatever commands of Allah ta'ala upon us, a person must try to follow that day, even though it's a bit difficult upon a person. But the more he will follow it, inshallah, the love of Allah ta'ala will increase in a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.